Basically, we're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to get the energy prices down almost immediately, and we're going to close the border, and we're going to get the crooked ones out, the bad ones out, and we're going to let a lot of people come in, because we need more people, especially with AI coming and all of the different things, and the farmers need, everybody needs. But we're going to make sure that they're not murderers, killers, drug dealers, and the kind of people that we have largely coming in right now. Okay?
Mr. President.
We are going to build a great border wall to stop illegal immigration.
More important point, I think, Mr. President, is we need high-skilled workers in this country.
Yes.
We need to recruit the best and brightest from the world. Every time we get somebody super intelligent from India or Europe, any country, that's
three of us
one
are immigrants, sir.
Yeah, and three of the four here are immigrants. Can you please promise us you will give us more ability to import the best and brightest around the world to America?
I do promise, but I happen to agree. That's why I promise. Otherwise, I wouldn't promise. What I want to do and what I will do is you graduate from a college. I think you should get automatically, as part of your diploma, a green card to be able to stay in this country. And that includes junior colleges, too. Anybody graduates from a college, you go in there for 2 years or 4 years. If you graduate or you get a doctorate degree from a college, you should be able to stay in this country. And they desperately wanted to stay here. They had a plan for a company, a concept, and they can't. They go back to India. They go back to China. You need a pool of people to work for your companies. You have great companies, and they have to be smart people. Not everybody can be less than smart. You need brilliant people. And we force the brilliant people, the people that graduate from college, the people that are number one in their class from the best colleges, you have to be able to recruit these people and keep the people. It was such a big deal. Somebody graduates, they can't even make a deal with a company because they don't think they're going to be able to stay in the country. That is going to end on day one.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I think wholeheartedly agree with that. Being in the tech industry, we understand the importance of that.
Constantly trying to scam everyone else on Earth every single day, the scamming Pajits of India have a singular goal in mind. They use the money from their scams to obtain fake university degrees. Armed with these degrees, they use their powerful sense of delusion to con unsuspecting people from other races of human into granting them their most prized possession, the student visa. After obtaining their coveted student visa, the Pajits of India migrate in large numbers to spread their way of life across the known world. Once established in significant enough numbers, they begin terraforming the lands around them to one much more favorable to their own sensibilities. The dream of every Pajit is to spread his seed over the entire face of the earth and turn everything as far as the eye can see into India. Without sufficient numbers of their main predator, the train, to keep their numbers in check, the Pajits are turning this dream into a reality before our very eyes. Even now, countries such as Canada have been almost entirely consumed by the migrating herds of Pajits. With their low IQs and no actual university education, these so-called skilled migrants are incredibly unskilled indeed. Every day, with bewilderment and a rightful sense of amusement, the rest of the many races that make up humanity today laugh until they cry at the attempts of the Pajit to convince others he is a skilled engineer. Seemingly unable to invent cutlery and still yet to discover toilets, a technology widely employed by literally everyone else. The Pajits' claims of being skilled engineers are perhaps even more ridiculous than the attempts of his Pajit Hijra brethren to convince others they are real women. Virtually nobody on earth believes either of these claims, for they are blatantly false, as anyone with eyes can clearly see. Perhaps not content to just pretend to be mere skilled engineers, displaying the full extent of his delusions and inferiority complex, the Pajit also enjoys pretending to be a skilled doctor. Absolutely terrible at being doctors, and with virtually no understanding of medicine whatsoever, in this disguise, we see the Pajit in one of the few situations he is able to pose a threat to anyone else. Staunchly believing that urine and feces have magical healing powers, like the famed Senzu Bean from the anime series Dragon Ball Z, the Pajit is probably incapable of actually providing medical care. In his homeland of India, he uses the services of the many stray dogs to cover the tracks of his lethal medical malpractice. However, in other countries, particularly the West, he does not have freely available access to dogs for easy corpse disposal. Without dogs, in cases of accidental medical death, the make-believe Pajit doctor may be left with no other option but to rape the corpse of his former patient, giving it a traditional Indian send-off.